The sky over the Southern Rift Valley is pink, turning to red and purple, as 77-year-old Takiata Karenke brings 50 head of cattle home for the night. Cattle are the staple of the Maasai diet and their culture. A cow offers us meat, milk, and blood, Takiata says. We treasure cows so much, we don't take care of anything as well as we take care of our cattle. For Maasai men, cows equal wealth and prestige. And despite the tranquility of this evening, Karenke is upset because half of his cattle are stuck on the other side of a flooded river, over 40 miles away from his watchful eye.
We didn't expect the rain at this month.
That's Takiata's nephew, Johanna Karenke, a 21-year-old marathon runner.
But we had a lot of rain, so much, and the rivers were flooded, and the cows just were stuck there.
This is supposed to be the dry season, so the weather has Takiata confused. February normally has no rain, Takiata says. In April, we start hoping for rain. Now you see everything has changed. Not that Takiata is complaining. This region is increasingly drought-prone, so rain anytime is welcome. But to go from drought to drowning doesn't really help. The weekly cattle market is the cornerstone of the Maasai economy, and sales here depend on the kind of steady rains that once were the norm in Kenya. These days, Takiata sells less cattle here because there haven't been steady rains for at least a decade. There is a big change, Takiata says. Droughts didn't used to kill a lot of cattle. But Takiata has lost over 50% of his cattle to drought since early 2000s. Losses like that have a big impact on Maasai families and their culture. For members of the younger generation, like Takiata's nephew Johanna, it's more and more challenging to be a pastoralist.
You know, now droughts are coming and climate change, so a lot of cows are dying. So it's making them to look for the other options.
Johanna himself is just home visiting for the weekend. And of course, in his new line of work as a runner, it's impossible for him to wear the colorful traditional Maasai attire called the shuka. Johanna says his brothers and sisters have also become very westernized.
I have worried that the Maasai culture is really going down.
Johanna's worry about the decline in the Maasai culture is validated on new farms like the one owned by Noah Ole Nyotiek. The first obvious sign of change is Nyotiek's chickens, which the Maasai used to dislike almost as much as farming. Nyotiek was a pastoralist like Takiata Karenke until a few years ago.
2004, 2005, that is the time we lost a lot of our cows, and that's why I decided now to be in a small farm, to put a garden and see what is coming in.
Like Karenke, Nyotiek too lost over half of his cattle.
It was hard that time. I didn't get money to pay for my children's school fees, and I didn't get a lot of food in my house.
So instead of driving cattle across a vast range in search of grass that often didn't exist, Nyotiek settled onto a small plot of land. He got help with the transition to farming from an NGO-funded community center, where he learned how to dig a well, rotate crops, and install modern, efficient irrigation technology to better weather the droughts.
When you want to save your water, you use the drip irrigation system.
Nyotiek wears Western clothes, watches TV on his couch, and drives a car instead of cattle. And as elsewhere in the region, here in Insignia, many authentic Maasai traditions like music, dance, and the colorful shukas are increasingly reserved for ceremonies and tourists. Of course, climate change is not the only threat to Maasai culture, but it is the one that frightens them the most. As for Takiata Karenke, at 77, he continues to endure the increasing hardships. Out of the spot where his cattle are stuck, the river is still too large for his cattle to cross. Takiata prevails upon his friends, who have been watching his cattle, to continue the favor for a few more days. It's peaceful out here, in a place where some Maasai children are still being taught to call and herd cattle. And it's ironic that Takiata originally drove his cattle all the way out here due to lack of rain back home. Now, too much rain has prevented them from returning. But of the two evils, Takyat is far more fearful of drought. I see in the future big problems with more droughts, like the ones we've already been experiencing, Takyat says. Climate modelers back up his fears. They say the Maasai can expect more drought, but also more floods, as the future brings more extreme weather to East Africa. Given all of the headaches, I asked Takyat if he'd consider farming. I'd consider whatever is best for the children, he says. A practical but unenthusiastic answer. Like most Maasai, Takyata is stoic amid his difficulties. He doesn't say it, but it's clear that the loss of his cattle and this way of life would be tremendously painful. But his nephew Johanna holds a hope for the future. As a marathon runner, he has a dream to preserve the family's pastoralist traditions.
I can run, and when I win maybe one marathon, I can buy a lot of cows.
For the world, I'm Fawn Kaim, Narok, Kenya.